Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kajaria Ceramics Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Hi and good evening all. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, it's a pleasure to welcome you all on Kajaria Ceramics Q4 FY22 earnings conference call. From the management, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO. I would now hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the quarter four FY22 earnings call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. As just said, joining me on this con call are my sons, Chetan and Rishi, our CFO, Sanjeev, and Pallavi Bhalla from Investor Relations. All of us sincerely hope that you and your family are safe and healthy. I would have liked to meet you and address you in person as we do each year, but the current unprecedented circumstances have compelled us to use this format. Financial year 2021-22 was a year of revival for Indian economy from COVID-induced disruptions. The country made rapid progress in vaccination and closed the year with the majority of the adult population vaccinated with both doses. For Kajaria, the fourth quarter was the best quarter ever in terms of both volume and value. We clocked the highest ever sales volume of 25.97 million square meters in quarter four and 91.65 million square meter for the year without addition of any new capacities. We achieved the highest quarterly and annual turnover of rupees 1,102 crores and 3,705 crores respectively, despite tremendous disruption faced during the year. FY21-22 was tremendously challenging in terms of cost pressure for the industry as well as for Kajaria. Back in July-August, energy crisis started, resulting in supply shortages and huge spikes in fuel costs. Net there were spikes in paper prices, freight costs, et cetera. Then the disruption due to current inflationary challenges resulting from the geopolitical tensions in the Russia-Ukraine region. However, despite these headwinds, we have managed to keep our business on track and continue to build confidence with our customers. Though the rising gas prices and commodity cost inflation pose a near-term pressure on operating margins, our price hikes around 2% from first of May will partially mitigate these cost pressures. Today, India is among the fastest-growing ceramic tile markets, especially for branded players. This momentum is likely to continue given the ongoing recovery of the real estate sector and increased spending on home and workspace beautification and appearance. Thus, we see accelerated traction not just from new projects, but also from increased application of tiles in replacement and renovation projects. In fact, we expect strong momentum from the replacement market going forward. We remain optimistic about the future and expect the next financial year to be a strong year for the company. Now for this quarter's performance. In quarter four FY22, consolidated revenue from operations increased by 16% year-on-year to rupees 1,102 crores from rupees 953 crores in quarter four FY21. Revenue from the bathware segment grew by 16% from 71 crores to rupees 83 crores in quarter four. Currently, our monthly sales run rate is more than rupees 30 crore for this segment. Revenue from the plywood segment grew by 25% from rupees 15 crores to rupees 19 crores in quarter four. In the quarter, power and fuel costs have gone up by rupees 82 crores as compared to the corresponding quarter of the last financial year, which has impacted the EBITDA margins. EBITDA margins for this quarter stood at 15.06% as compared to 20.04% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Consolidated PAT in quarter four is rupees 96 crores. As of 31st of March 2022, working capital days have marginally increased by 2 days to 52 days as compared to 50 days as on 31st of March 2021. Let me now provide an update on our ongoing expansion plans. We have commenced commercial production at our Jaxx plant in Morbi in April 2022. The other two expansion projects at Jodhpur and Srikalahasti has also been commissioned in this month. In the previous quarter, we had announced the organic expansion of 5 million square meters of slab manufacturing capacity in Gujarat with planned investment of rupees 210 crores. Today, the board has decided to withdraw the proposed investment as project has become less viable due to steep rise in gas prices of natural gas and inconsistency in gas supply at Morbi. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you, taking your time out and for joining us today. Over to you.
Ryan, you can start the question.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Sumit Jain with ASK Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Ashok, one question on the average gas price for the quarter. If you can give the average gas price for the base quarter as well.
The average gas price for the quarter four was about 49.79, and for the current quarter it is about 50.30.
Right. This 2% price hike that you've taken first May, does that now fully cover the price hikes that should have been taken for FY 2022?
Not necessary. Not necessary. Because, you know, gas situation you must understand is you might be interacting with other industries. First of all, the supply is uncertain because there was a gas cut in Morbi by 20%, gas cut in Northeast to the extent of 10%, and the prices are very erratic. Nobody can say at this stage what the gas prices will be next month or month after. Looking at that, whatever we can do under the current circumstances, we are doing.
Right. In terms of our growth guidance, 14%-15% kind of growth in tiles, does that continue?
We are looking at 15%-20% volume growth for the year 2022, 2023, and a revenue growth of about 20%-25%.
Our medium-term target also 15%-20% in revenue growth?
What's that?
About three years target that you used to give.
No, no. What we are saying today, situation has improved better as we have just completed three expansions. Looking at that, we are seeing as I said in my earlier, as we're saying that, this growth has come with no expansion. Now three expansions have been completed. With this, we are looking at 15%-20% volume growth for the year 2022, 2023 and 20%-25% revenue growth. Revenue growth is because prices have already increased in the latter half of the year last year, so that will be reflected in the revenue.
Right. One last question, your estimated market size and export size in FY 2022 for the entire industry.
For Kajaria?
For the industry, sir.
Industry size for 2021-2022, the domestic market is close to about 21,000 crores and export has been to the extent of 12,700 crores.
Sure. That is helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar with Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding your price hikes for the entire year FY22. Could you help us with an approximate range of your price hikes, cumulative price hikes in tiles, bathware and sanitary ware as well?
You see, in tiles, the average price hike for the year started from April, July, then October, then November was about 10%. The cumulative effect is about 10%. For sanitary ware, the price hike last year financial year was to the extent of about 15%. And for bath fittings, it was close to about 12-13%, roughly.
Got it, sir. So my second question is regarding Morbi exports. You told us that the export market currently is in FY22 is about 12,700 crores. What was it in FY21? And currently, do you think that there is an impending risk that Morbi, which used to export about 45-50% of the production, could start targeting domestic markets?
See, two, three things have happened. First, the year 21, the export was about 12,000 crores. Last year, there were disruptions. So they, and mainly because of the freight cost going up, the exports didn't go much. It was about 12,700 crores. This year, as you all might be aware, the costs in Europe have gone up sky high. The cost of electricity has gone up by 300% in Italy and Spain. The cost of gas has gone up by 400% in Italy and Spain. Their costs have gone up like anything. Similarly, in China, the gas costs have gone up by 150%. In the current scenario, the exports look very, very promising from Morbi. My personal estimate is that this year against 12,700 crores, they should end up with 17 to 18,000 crores of exports. Because the export market has really opened up with their costs going up and India costs not going up that much. Costs have definitely gone up as we are aware. Costs not going up as much, the exports will pick up from 12,700 to close to 17,000-18,000 crores.
Got it. And currently, what production of Morbi is being exported?
That is very hard to say because you see the gas prices keep on changing. But this year, definitely they should export at least 30-35% of their production as exports. Huh? Maybe 40%.
45-50%.
Yeah.
Their main focus is exports, so they are trying to export as much as they can.
Okay, and you don't foresee any risk that they will start a price war in the domestic market?
Not at all. It's not easy also. It's not easy to, you know, suddenly switch markets from export, go to domestic. It is not easy. So they are happy exporting and they are going to increase their market share there.
Sure. So my last question is regarding your guidance for CAPEX. You mentioned that you have withdrawn one of your projects in Gujarat. So what is the revised guidance for FY23?
This is Rishi Kajaria. So the reason why we drew this plant was that because of the high cost of gas and the erratic supply of gas, we said we'll defer the plant. We are not, we don't expand right now. We're going to outsource and we just put our latest plant in south of India for the same big tiles. So we're going to move from there.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Achal Lohade with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you help me with the gas cost for the full year, FY22 and FY21? If you could also split in terms of north, west and south, please.
The full year gas cost is 42 rupees and 21 paisa for Kajaria for FY22.
Would it be possible to split in north, south and west, sir?
North is close to about 41, south is close to about 44 and west is 49.
Understood. And at this point in time, what would these prices be, sir, cost will be? You said blended 50 rupees something. If you could give the cost at this point in time?
As of now, north is about 52. South is 59, and West is of course 68.5, which is the GSPC prices.
Got it. In terms of the margin guidance, you talked about 20%, 15 to 20% volume growth. Would it be possible to give any color on the margin guidance?
Margin, it will be very difficult to say at this stage. You know, the biggest factor is costs have gone up everywhere in gas, paper, transport. Right now, it's very difficult. And I personally feel at this stage, it's too early to guide the margins. Let things settle down. And a lot of things will automatically come out with the numbers which we are talking about. We are talking about 15 to 20% volume growth, 20 to 25% revenue growth. I think a lot of things will come out from there. There is no extra, you know, manpower addition, because whatever the people are there, they are there. So with this, some traction will come out of there. But one factor we are not able to say anything at this stage is the cost of gas. But internationally, just for information, prices of gas have come down. It was as high as $33 2 months back. It is spot market, the gas prices have come down to about $21. That change has already happened.
Understood. And just last question, sir, in terms of the momentum, so if we see for the quarter, it is about 2% growth YY in terms of the tiles sales volume. While we are talking about 15-20%, is it possible to get some color given Jan-Feb was impacted? How has been the March exit?
See, one thing for sure that you can't compare it quarter to quarter. Some quarters are very, very good in the earlier year. If you start comparing, like in the first quarter of this financial year, the volume growth could be as high as 50% because the last quarter there was a pandemic. The entire India was in this COVID. So that is not the way to do it. The correct way to do it, how compared to year.
All right, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all
the best.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Abhishek Ghosh with DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. A couple of questions, sir. You mentioned about a price hike from 1st of May of about 2%. When was the last price hike taken before that, sir?
The last price hike was taken in November end, which was roughly 4 to 5%.
Okay. So, Rishi, just to understand one thing, because we've been looking at inflation across every line item, be it freight, paper, everything. And if you also see the cost of gas differential between your own plants vis-a-vis Morbi is fairly high. So, the price hikes were not initiated because that would have impacted demand. How should we look at it in terms of the competitive intensity scenario?
See, price hike is what the market determines. It's not, he has not taken, we should not take. Number one, my costs of north have also gone up. The gas prices, if you see the numbers which I have given you, they have gone up drastically in the period of 1 year. Last year, at this time, quarter 4, 21, the prices of gas was 29 rupees at Delpur. Now, in quarter 4, F22, it went up to 49 rupees. So, you see, it's a question of which plant when to take a price hike. There is no general thing that I have to take it across plants. It's a question of where my costs are going up and I have to see that at what prices we can sell in those markets.
Okay. And sir, as you mentioned that, you know, gas prices have started to soften and we also hear that Gujarat Gas has also removed that supply cut. So at some point, will you again reconsider if these things were to sustain in terms of the slab plant, or will you keep outsourcing and source it from southern plant only, more in the medium term?
So right now, the plant is not in the cards. Right now, we're going to outsource or from Gujarat or mostly supply from a south plant, and then once that we'll assess again, after 6 to 8 months, see how the market is.
And the prices have gone up. They have put 100%, but the prices have gone up by 5 rupees. Don't forget that.
Correct. Okay. So it's also a matter of cost and supply both. So whenever you think reversing, then will you take a call after 6 months, is what the understanding is, right?
Correct.
Okay. And just two other quick things. In terms of the sanitary ware, where you're putting about almost 80 crores with about 8 lakhs per annum of pieces, what would be the broad peak revenues that can come out of that?
Revenue will be around 175 to 190 crores.
Okay, so about two and a half times asset turns one should work with.
Correct, correct.
Okay, and just one last thing. We are, you know, channel checks are suggesting that April, given the inflation and other things post March, has been a slowdown for most of the building material product. Are you seeing that for tiles as well?
We've been okay. April was a decent month for us. We are not seeing a slowdown.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for answering my questions and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sneha Salreja with Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just two questions from my end. Firstly, I just wanted to understand what would be the current run rate of the slab plant that we must be doing, an approximate percentage figure in terms of overall revenues, just to get a sense that how much would be outsourcing and how much are we getting it from the south plant.
It's a very, very small number. Small percentage of our entire sales. So our plant is just starting in south and we just commenced commercial production on 16th of May, that was yesterday. So let the material come out, then we'll take a call, but it's too early to say. We just starting
it. Now we've been outsourcing?
Little bit.
Okay, got that. And secondly, just wanted to understand about the margins. You highlighted a couple of things apart from power and fuel costs going higher. I think paper prices, freight prices. Any of those costs have normalized, and just 2% price hike takes care of what proportion of the price increase? Any sense on that so that we get to know what could be the margin run rate going ahead?
Margin run rate, I can't tell you right now, as I said earlier. But if you look at the overall cost, in this particular financial year, starting from April, the cost should have gone up by about 3-3.5%. In taking into account the difference between quarter four of last year, that means the year which just ended, and quarter one of this year. But with this 2%, we cover part. We are not covering fully. And as we go forward, we'll see how the gas prices behave, because the main factor would be the gas prices. Paper prices which have gone up are now stable right now. It has not come down. And freight costs have normalized because, you know, there were freight increase because of this Kisan Andolan and all that. So that is normalized. But whatever the diesel cost has gone up, that freight has gone up.
Understood. So that was helpful. So last one, any flavor on the demand in terms of Tier 2, Tier 3 cities, how is it going? Your sense on the new versus the replacement demand, that, you know, which one is picking up more? Are we seeing good amount of demand from the project side? I mean, some flavor there on the demand front.
Hi, this is Chetan Kajaria. So we are seeing an ongoing recovery in the real estate sector and increased spending on home and workspace beautification and appearance. Also, we see accelerated traction, not just from new projects, especially in smaller towns and cities, but also increased application of tiles in replacement and renovation projects. In fact, we expect very strong momentum from the smaller cities, Tier 3 and below, going forward. For example, a couple of examples for sharing with you. One of our dealers in Bihar wants to open a 16,000 square feet showroom. Similarly, a dealer in Raya, which is in Amritsar, near Amritsar, wants to open a 38,000 square feet showroom. This shows the latent demand in the smaller cities, where the demand will come from in the coming future. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thanks. So largely from the Tier 3, Tier 4 cities driving, and additional applications that you're seeing from the tile space, that's driving.
No, next 3 years, the demand will come from Tier 3 and Tier 4 cities. That's what Chetan was trying to convey. That's where the action would be in the next 3 to 4 years.
Understood, sir. That was really helpful. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Keshav Garg with CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, again on the question of gas prices, if I heard correctly, you mentioned that Q1 QR gas prices have from ₹49.79 to 50.3. So that's a very marginal increase, whereas if we see the newspapers are announcing that the government has doubled the administered price of gas to $6.1 MMBTU, and further from 1st October it is further expected to increase to $9 point something per MMBTU. So in that case, how come our gas prices?
My dear friend, we are not getting that gas. That gas is not available to people like Kajaria and other manufacturers. That is for fertilizer, power and other sectors. The gas which we are buying today is paying, the price which you are paying is much, much higher than what you are talking about.
So I get your point that you are not getting administered priced gas, but the market price of gas itself has shot up even more in the international market. So I mean, then how come our gas prices are so marginally increased?
No, it's not marginally increased. I think you didn't listen. I just said quarter four of 2021, my gas prices were 29 rupees supplied by GAIL per SCM. And today, in the next, but a year later, in the same quarter, I am paying 49 rupees. It is 70% price increase in 1 year. It is at the peak. Morbi prices were, look, Morbi prices were 36 rupees on 24th of August. It went up to 40 rupees on 24th of August. It went up to 50 rupees on 4th of October. It went up to 63 rupees on 1st of November, and now it has gone up to 68 rupees. That means in the space of 9 months, the prices have gone up from 36 to 68. It's more than 85%. Who's saying it is cheaper?
Sure, sir. So I get your point totally, sir, that throughout last financial year, prices have been going up, sir. But my point is that quarter on quarter, sir, have the gas prices in the spot market not increased further? Q on Q I'm talking about. Q1 of this year that we are currently in versus last quarter.
See, quarter 3, the average gas price was 46.5 rupees. Quarter 4, the average gas prices were about 50 rupees. And this quarter, the prices will be close to about 52 rupees or 53 rupees. That's what it is.
Sir, and you were mentioning that you are also not sure about the supply of gas. So, in case we are not able to obtain the gas that is required, sir, is there any alternate?
That doesn't apply to me. Why you put such a question? That doesn't apply to me. That applies to every single person in the country. If the war continues, there is a problem, it will apply to every single person. Why this kind of question?
Sir, and lastly, just wanted to get a broad idea that sir, our cost of gas, sir, how does it compare with the other major tile manufacturers? Sir, where do we fall, on the higher side or the lower side?
Our cost is lower side because we are getting north prices which are lower.
Okay, so thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, on the gas price again, you know, if you could give the breakup which you gave for Q1 FY23, for Q4 and Q3, what was the price across all the three regions, north, west, south and west, please? 49 you said is for north, south and west in Q4. How are they?
Q4, the north was 45.5.
45.5, okay.
South was 60. And west, of course, was 63 rupees because it is a GSPC only.
Okay. And this Q3, how were the numbers?
Q3, the north was 43.
Okay.
South was 55.5. And west was 58.17 on average because the prices went up from 1st of November.
Okay. And for FY21, could you share these records, please? You gave for FY22 average?
FY21, full year?
Yeah, full year.
North was 26 rupees.
Okay.
West was 28.5 rupees.
Okay.
And south was close to about 12.5 rupees.
Oh, 12.5 now is 60 rupees.
Yes. Kalasi, Wobu, Sasata, Kusum.
Okay. And sir, now given that we, you know, we are just, you know, from 1st of May, we have been able to take a 2% price increase, and given that even on a quarter-on-quarter basis, there is a 7-8% jump in the average fuel cost, energy cost, how do we look at the margins sequentially? Because even in the
I already said, please don't repeat these questions. I already said, margins, we can't comment at this stage.
No, I'm not saying, you're right, you cannot comment, but I'm saying, are you already seeing pressure on sequential basis on the margins, which has already
not
come off?
On how gas prices will behave, it is not in my hands today. What I can do, I can do. What I cannot do, I cannot do. Uh-huh. Don't ask me to do something which I cannot do.
Correct, correct. And given that your own production have now got commissioned, do you see that would improve, that would lead to better margins vis-a-vis your output volume?
It should.
Okay. And for this sanitary expansion, what is the timeline for that Kirovit?
What's that? Sanitary expansion will take about 15 months from here on.
15 months. So somewhere in it. So somewhere FY24, second half, we will have this plan.
July 23, we should start commercial production.
Oh, super. Okay. Great, sir. I'll come back and see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Peter Agnell with Shima Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my first question is that can you please throw some light on what is the raw material basket cost this quarter and this full year, and at what raw material basket cost is it comfortable to maintain close to 18% margins according to you?
No, first of all, let's not Goma Bharage, don't put questions about 18% margin. I just said that margins we are not able to comment on. Why are you putting that Goma Firake 18% margin, number one? Number two, as far as raw material costs are concerned, raw material costs more or less are in line with what was in 2021 and 21-22, except some increase in freight when raw material is concerned because of the increase in the diesel cost and all that. And secondly, I also said that packing costs have gone up. The paper costs have gone up, as a result, cost of boxes have gone up drastically. That's a 16% impact from that point of view on the cost of boxes.
And so my next question is that, so in the previous call it was mentioned that in order to maintain the 15% plus volume growth, 300 crores of capex for the next 3 years would be planned. So
I didn't say that. I said every year it will be like that. Every year it will be close to 300 crores of capex. That's what I said.
So consider every year 300 crore capex for the next.
Close to that, yes. This year we have already spent 250, 260 crores of capex in the three expansions.
So just wanted to confirm that same thing what you mentioned last time continues.
Yeah. It is there.
And so my final question is that, sir, in terms of, we have seen that there are some new store openings. You shared some data on, some newer dealers wanting to expand the stores. But any other key market share gaining strategies being adopted by you for this?
No. The simple thing is, if Kajaria has to grow at 15 to 20% in volume terms in the year which we are talking about, and 15% plus for the next 2 years, we have to have our dealer additions. We are talking about adding close to 400 dealers in the next 3 years. And most of them will be, out of 400, you can say about 170 will be, or 175 will be exclusive dealers of Kajaria. It could be a dealer who's working in two divisions, it could be a dealer who's working all the three divisions, it could be a dealer exclusively in one division, but definitely it will be exclusive Kajaria, at least 170 to 175 dealers out of the 400.
Okay, that is very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shrenik Pachawan with LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, what will be the cumulative price hike in the tire segment that we have taken in the last 1 year and versus the unorganized players? How much they have taken?
Say it again, please.
Hello.
Can you repeat? Yeah. Please repeat your question.
Yeah, my first question is, sir, what is the cumulative price that you have taken in the last 1 year and what could that be for the Morbi unorganized players? So I'm trying to understand, has the price difference reduced over the last 1 year?
We at Kajaria have taken about 10% price hike cumulative for the whole year.
Okay.
As far as Morbi is concerned, we are not aware what they have done, but that you have to find out.
Okay. Okay, and sir, can you please throw some light on how our bathware business is progressing? And how is the industry behaving on that side? And what is the growth that we can expect in the bathware segment for the next 3 years?
No, I just shared it. See, 3 years is very difficult in the current situation of gas uncertainty because people are very disturbed at Morbi, more disturbed than here. And 3 year scenario is very tough, but we can share that the coming year it should be. We are last year they did exports of about 12,700 crores. I personally feel the export should be as high as 17,000 to 18,000 crores this year because of the cost increase in Europe, Spain and Italy and China as well. Big, big cost increase. As far as the domestic is concerned, last year was about 21,000 crores, and if all goes well, it should be close to about 23,000 crores.
Sir, my question was regarding the bathware business of Kajaria.
I'll tell you, bathware, we are looking at 30% to 35% volume growth in the next volume and turnover growth in the next 3 years. Every year we look at 30% to 35% growth in turnover. Like this year, from this year we did 210 to 275 crores, which is all over 30-35% growth. We're going to maintain the same growth in the next 3 years, cumulative. Every year.
And sir, on SKU front, are we in line with the large bathware players in India?
Absolutely. We have all the products and we have all the product lines which other people have as well.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Jinesh Karia with Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first question is, what capacity utilization can we expect going forward? Hello?
Going forward, we will try optimum capacity utilization as we keep on going forward.
Close to 95-96%. Okay, got it. And just one thing, I see that in for the quarter, the depreciation charge has gone up, but there's only increase in capital work in progress and not the net block. So is that the run rate we should be expecting going forward for the depreciation?
Hi, Pallavi this side. We don't see this is going to be the run rate going forward. This is one of the case. We have charged a little higher depreciation in few of the assets as required, but this is not going to be the run rate.
Okay. So are there write-offs or is just that because is there a change in depreciation policy?
There are few assets where we need to charge a little higher depreciation and that's this rate will change obviously because we have commissioned 3 plants and you know you'll get new depreciation from April onwards because of the commissioning of the new plant. So this is not going to be the run rate.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone touch phone. Our next question comes from the line of Anik Mitra with Wallfort Research. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, can you throw some light on the sanitary ware market? Like, do you find any headwind for sanitary ware manufacturers, especially for unorganized players?
We didn't understand your question. Can you just repeat what are you exactly asking?
Yeah, sure. Can you throw some light on sanitary ware market situation currently? Is there any headwind for unorganized player in this particular segment?
So sanitary market, there's a lot of demand and that is the reason why we are expanding and putting up a very high-end plant because we are getting that market, demand from the market. We are not able to outsource much because the products are selling well even from the unorganized market. So that's the reason. So there's a lot of demand happening. That's the reason for our expansion.
Okay. Can you give a rough number how much is the unorganized market of sanitary ware?
Sanitary is a very unorganized market. I think over the entire market size, 60%, 50-60% would be unorganized and 50-60% would be organized.
Okay. And one small question regarding gas prices. I came across that in Q4 FY22, one of the manufacturers, not based out of Morbi, but obviously based out of Gujarat, they are saying that they are getting gas prices of 13 rupees, 13 point something per MMBTU from GAIL. So I just wanted to understand, is there any special arrangement like where GAIL is giving much lower than market prices to some of the manufacturers, some of the players?
Good luck to him and good luck to you for this information.
Okay, sir. Okay, I got your point. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mohit Agarwal with IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So my question is on demand. So you've been mentioning that real estate is doing quite well. So I wanted to understand this 15 to 20% growth in 23. Is it going to come largely from the retail side, or real estate project sales also will be a big focus? And if you could share, what is the current share of project sales to developers in your sales mix?
Hi, this is Chetan Kajaria. So a majority demand will come from retail sales. Our normal split is 75% retail, 25% projects. So we are focusing on building more showrooms, as CMD said, and more exclusive showrooms also. So that's the split of our retail to project sales.
And just to add to that, the demand is coming from everywhere now. The real estate projects are also happening. Government projects are also happening. So if we are looking at 15 to 20% volume growth, we have to cater to all the segments.
Okay, so broadly the mix will remain same over 23 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ritesh Shah with Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, we have indicated guidance on volume growth. Rightfully so, we have not given any guidance on margins because of gas pricing volatility. But sir, how do you think of balancing volume growth versus margins? It's a bit of a philosophical question, but just trying to understand the thought process, sir.
First of all, there will be a very good balance between the volume sales and the margins. Right now, we are not able to answer. I could have answered this question of margin. But right now, because of uncertainty, of absolute uncertainty of gas prices, we are not able to answer that. I'm sure next time when we meet after 3 months, a lot of answers will be there and we will know exactly what is happening. But just one information I must share, which I said earlier, but I wish to share again. The gas prices a month and a half back was close to $33 in the spot market per SCM. Today, the prices have come down in the international market to $21. That means the scenario is improving. If scenario improves, definitely people like GAIL, people like GSPC, everybody will bring, or NNOL, they will try to find better opportunities and try to bring the prices down. If the prices come down, it will definitely not only benefit Kajaria, it will benefit the entire industry. So I think we should wait for 3 months, 2-3 months when we meet next. You'll have a lot of answers in this. Because this is a very difficult time, so we are not able to give you the right answers. But definitely you will see that gas prices have to ease, because a lot of developments have happened. People are trying to explore more options, so things should ease. But only thing one can tell you with confidence, that at Kajaria we will do this 15 to 20% volume growth with the 3 new expansions coming up.
Sure. Sure, sir. So my second question is, you did indicate a withdrawal of this 210 crores pertaining to slab highlighting economics, right? How different would it be for, say, GVT or ceramics? I understand slab is something which is a niche product. Is it entirely contingent to the product category that we are looking at, or does it also put at question the wider economics for any incremental capacities which are actually coming up in Morbi?
So Ritesh, I'll answer this question. Basically, this plant we are putting to feed all over India for this slab plant. But then looking at the gas prices and the erratic gas supply, we said, we have just completed expansion in our Tirupati plant. And this is the latest technology from Italy called Continua Plus. And we are the only plant in India, south of India to have this technology. So we thought that let this plant start. Let us start feeding the north and the western markets from this plant. And as we go along, we take a call. So that's why we've deferred the expansion as of now. This year, I think we'll be comfortable without it. Later, we'll see how we take a call later.
Correct. Sir, what I'm trying to understand is if a company like Kajaria withdraws it, which is a good thing, what happens to the smaller players in Morbi, given their cost will be something similar? We have balance sheet, brand, working capital, everything on our side. Does it mean that there is a evident shift which will happen when it comes to volumes, it will come to the larger guys like Kajaria?
No, you're not getting it right. It's more of a strategic call. We are not saying the volume, there will be a volume pressure or something. It's more of a strategic call that we don't want to invest so much money in Morbi right now. We want to see how the south plant is, see the demand and then take a call. That does not mean the demand of the product will be not there. We have taken a strategic call looking at the higher gas price and the gas costs and the supply. But to also add to that, there is no more new slab plants being added in Morbi as far as knowledge we have.
Sure, that's very useful. Just last one question for Ashok ji. Sir, you indicated the export market can go from 12,700 crores to 18,000 crores. Sir, can you give some more data points, basically if highlight what the container freight charges are, is the export run rate from Morbi really good on a monthly basis off late, which gives us confidence of this 18,000 crore number, because it's just a sizable number. We understand gas prices in Europe versus India, and the other variable is container freight. How should one understand this, sir? Can you please help?
Okay, good question. The cost in Europe, which is the biggest export market. You see, for your information, Italy exports 70% of its production for exports. Spain exports 78% of its production is exports. These countries, the cost of gas electricity, as I said earlier, from November, December onwards, has gone up by 300% for electricity and 400% for gas. Plus paper, plus pellets, everything it has been written in the ceramic world review magazine. With this, India will become viable. And India will export to many markets, including USA, where our presence was much less. And these markets will open up for India. And I am sure with the kind of aggressiveness that Gujarat people have from Morbi and exports, they will be able to do the numbers which I am talking about, because our costs have not gone up that high compared to the costs of Italy and China. So that's one reason. In the month of March, they have done exports of 1,200 crores, which had fallen as low as 800 crores in the month of December, January. They have picked up. They have done 1,200 crores. I'm sure. April data I don't have, but I'm sure with the ongoing time, the numbers will be met, whatever we are talking about.
So this is very useful. Just a related question, sir. Is there a raw material angle when it comes to the European, basically, if one is referring to Spain, when it comes to procurement of raw material from Ukraine, is that also angle what I'm referring to play?
They have this problem. They are working to solve this problem, but they have a serious problem. In Europe, Spain and Italy, they use a lot of Ukraine clay for manufacture of these bigger slabs. So they are having a very serious problem, but I'm not touching that issue right now. I'm only touching the issue of electricity and gas and other input costs, like paper I said, there also the costs have gone up, pellets, freight, everything has gone up. So I'm not touching that thing about raw materials, because there's something we sitting here can't comment on, but they're having a very serious issue.
So this is very, very useful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Saumil Mehta with Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Two questions. First, on the bookkeeping, what was the total A&P spend we have done for FY22 year as a whole, and any guidance on FY23-24 ballpark?
You're talking about the advertising spend, right?
Yes.
We spent around 80 crores in F1 financial year 21-22, and we're looking at a slightly higher spend in this coming financial year.
Okay. So as a percentage of sales, that number should be still, 2-odd% versus 3.5%. Okay. Perfect. And the second question is more on the, working capital. Now, obviously, we have seen some moderation of working capital, which used to be about 65-70 days of cash, peaked in 19-20. From there, we are down to 50. But if I take, slightly a longer history, in maybe 14-15-16, we used to be average 30 days of working capital. So from there, working capital is still about 50. over the next 2-3 years, do we believe that working capital days can actually come down with more formalization, maybe smaller players getting out of the system, facing more stress? How should we look at working capital?
When you compare the data, you are forgetting that the years you are talking about, there was a lot of imports of polished 55 tiles from China. And when you import, you have less requirement of money because you pay after 180 days. When normally, if you look at the 3-year data, imports have stopped for the last 6 years. If you look at the data from 18, 19, 20, 21, you will find that the working capital has been roaming around here. And going forward, it could be 1 day, 2-3 days plus, 2-3 days minus, that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sumakesh with Carlyle. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible? Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
I want to understand how the product mix has moved between GVT, PVT and ceramics. We can do a comparison between FY21, 22 and what is the projection or the budget for FY23. The more structural thing that I'm trying to understand is that has the consumer demand changed because of this pass-through of gas prices?
So the revenue mix is the following. Ceramics is 38%, PVT is 32%, and GVT is 30%. And the volume mix is 44% ceramics, 30% PVT, and 26% GVT. And we see an equal growth opportunity in all the three divisions going forward. Nothing much has changed. It's stable.
So we've basically not observed people moving from GVT to PVT or ceramics because of this inflation in prices, correct?
No. See, you are forgetting one thing. Chetan shared some data with you. We had a dealer meet very recently. A guy in Bihar who is dealing with Kajaria has a 4,000 square feet showroom near Darbhanga. He is opening a 16,000 square feet showroom near that place. And the demand is for all the products. Similarly, a guy in Raya, which is 1 hour drive from Amritsar Airport, he's on highway. He has a 8 to 10,000 square feet showroom. He is top 10 of Kajaria. He wants to open a 38,000 square feet showroom. So he is on a highway. And so he sells everything. So it's not a question of the price change will make a difference. People are making house once in 5 years, once in 10 years. They want the best of everything. And the impact of the total cost of tiles and sanitary in the house is about 6%.
I understand. The only reason why I was asking this question is because earlier you had mentioned that there's only a certain level of price increase that we can take. And, you know, basis that I was assuming if the
price is not because of any other thing. That is because we have to be the market. We have to compete with 700 people from Morbi and we have to compete with our other fellow organized players. So keeping that in mind, we have to strike the right balance. It's not a question of what the market will take. It's a question of you have to be there to sell. You can't have 15 to 20% volume growth and you take a price hike just like that. So it has to be a very balanced approach.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Devanshu Sampath with Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good afternoon. Just one question. You know, your plans for exports have been moving as per how the scenario has been. So now that you're saying that it's slightly improving, can we expect a higher contribution or, you know, from exports for Kajaria?
No, Kajaria is not, you don't expect much contribution because we want to focus more on domestic market. Kajaria is hardly doing about 3% of its turnover as exports. We would like to maintain that even in future.
Okay, thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Keshav Garg with CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to understand the competitive scenario, sir. Sir, do you think in your judgment the organized players, especially in the tiles, are they basically passing on the prices or are they basically holding on to prices for the sake of volume? So what is the basic direction that the competition is taking?
Mix of both.
See, depending on what your individual mission is, my mission is right now to have a 15% to 20% growth as Kajaria. That's our mission. Keeping that in mind, we will do a balanced price hike. And if you are not looking back, if you look back last year, in spite of everything, we have taken a 10% cumulative price hike, right from April to July to October to November. So now we are only in the month of May. We have already taken a price hike of 2% from 1st of May. If the situation demands, why should I miss that opportunity? But I can't say it today. Let the market move and then we'll take that call.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for this interaction. I am thankful to all the participants who have given their valuable time and spent here and put some good questions. And we as management plus our team of Sanjeev and Pallavi will be too happy to answer any questions later on an individual basis also. Many thanks for this meeting today, for this call today.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.